would that be applied in a particular situation, or?
Well, I think generally it implies that the girl's not married. Although not, maybe not necessarily, but that's usually where you hear it used.
You ever heard anything like, she swallowed a pumpkin seed, that she's got a cake in the oven?
Yeah, somebody swallowed a pumpkin seed, or she got a got one in the oven, or a bun in the oven, or something.
Say if a doctor went around to deliver a woman that might be called in, you'd call her a
midwife.
For her to call anything besides
that? No, I didn't think of anything.
Granny woman? Or just the granny?
Probably, possibly some of the Negro families that use that expression, but I've never heard it any other place.
This expression, say if a boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, maybe his nose is shaped the same, you say the boy. In relation to his father, the boy.
Was a spitting image, or? Or sometimes you might hear an expression of, the father sure marked his children or something, that meaning that they all look like him.
You ever heard resembles takes after, or something like that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Sure takes after his old man. Yeah.
Say a woman who is taking care of children from the time they were born until the time they leave home, you say she's so many children.
Raised or reared.
And to a child who's misbehaved, you say if you do that one more time, you're going to get a good...
Don't get a good spanking.
Anything else?
Whipping, punishment.
One more severe than the other?
Whipping, spanking? I don't think so. I think possibly spanking implies the use of the hand. Whipping might be... used to use a peach switch. A switching. You'll get a good switching for that.
What about a child who's born to an unmarried woman, you'd call it a...
Illegitimate, is all I know.
Anything else? You just really want to be downright nasty about it?
Oh, a little bastard? Yeah, yeah. But I don't think they really use that too much anymore.
What about something like Woods Code Volunteer?
I've heard Woods Code, yeah. But not a necessarily a volunteer. That's an older expression, I think.
Say this expression, if somebody might say, well, now Jane is a loving child, Peggy's even a lot. If you wanted to use that term loving in there somewhere and make it the comparison, Jane's a loving child and Peggy's even a lot.
More loving, I guess, but there's probably an expression there that I don't really know.
Say, if you had a brother and he had a son, that would be your...
Nephew.
And a child that's born, well, say, the child has lost his parents, you call him a...
An orphan.
An adult who's appointed to take care of him, he's...
A guardian or foster parent.
Say if somebody was telling you about a man that he'd seen that looked a lot like you and maybe even had the same last name, you might say, well, that might be so, but actually I know.
No kin or no relation?
Somebody like me who comes into town nobody's ever seen before, you'd say he's a...
Stranger? Newcomer?
Somebody from another country?
Foreigner?
You ever heard people use the term foreigner for a person who's not necessarily from another country?
I don't think so.